How do you prove that that is the, or, and do you need to prove that that is the intent of the state, as opposed to the wild thoughts of individuals within it? You know, does genocide need to be proved by what has happened, you know, by the reality, by the facts, or do you need to prove intent at the highest level, in other words, Netanyahu?
Krishnan, let me ask you, because again, I find this question being puzzling, but I understand that you come really from an honest and candid point of wanting to explain to people at home what is in the... What do you understand by intent? What do people at home think that intent is? Something invisible, that it's in the heart of the politicians or the leaders? Because I don't think that there is another case where the genocidal, the destructive intent is as obvious, as documented, as proven, as declared over and over as this one. Excuse me, they have said it. I mean, they were saying destroy the Hamalek, the mother, the children, the donkey and the camel, like 16 months ago. And now they're saying open the gate of hell. It's not just the words spoken, which debatably could be an indication of an intent to destroy. The intent to destroy is not the reason why. This is a motive, and in international criminal law, this has another value. Intent is the determination to destroy, and it's made of intentions, clearly, but it's made of policy decisions, structures. There is a structure in place. There is a chain of command where the words spoken have been amplified at every chain of the Israeli army. And all the more, they have been enacted. This is why I say in my last report, I was saying, we need to understand what is genocide by not looking for the genocidal intent with the magnifier, because we wouldn't see that. We need to take a step back and look at this tapestry of crimes, the totality of crimes committed against the totality of the people as such. This is key. You cannot understand genocide if you don't take the perspective of the victims, those who are not seen as human. They are not seen as doctors, scientists, or bakers, or priests, or old people, or children. They are just these amorphous people whom are seen as a security threat, therefore have to be eliminated.